And you, well, if you were putting it together with the word eggs, you'd call them poached. You'd say, if I ask you what these are, you'd say they're
poached eggs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of meat that you might cook with vegetables, certain kinds of vegetables?
Salt pork.
Salt pork.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard fat back? Do you know
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Are those the same thing?
I think so. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what, when you cut the side of a hog, what you call that meat?
Bacon.
Okay. Have you ever heard of smoked meat?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Do you mean to know?
Well, I don't know exactly, except don't they put it in something some way and smoke it? And they smoke it instead of, let the smoke go.
Just let it smoke uh-huh. go right. Do you know what you call the kind of outside edge of, crusty edge of bacon?
The rind?
The kind of meat that comes, it's hog meat. It's ground up with spices and stuff.
Sausage.
If meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoil.
Mm-hmm. And after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Hog's head.
You know what people make when they cook and grind up the hog liver? Anything?
No.
Okay, how about anything made out of the blood?
Mm-mm.
Worse and worse.
Yeah.
Anything you've ever heard of anybody taking the juice from the hog's head and stirring it up with cornmeal?
No. And I don't think I want to.
She knew what it was. If you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good anymore, you'd say it had gotten
rancid.
Mm-hmm. You know what you call a thick, kind of sour, lumpy milk?
Yeah, curdled meal.
Do you know what they make out of curdled meal?
Butter, don't they?
Okay. And you know what kind of cheese that's made out of that?
Cottage cheese.
If you had some milk and like it had just been, you just got it from the cow, and to get the impurity out, you might have to pour it through a cloth and
strain it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a pie that's baked in a deep dish.
Deep dish pie?
Okay. Deep dish pie. Would that be the same thing to use a cobbler? Do you know cobbler?
Oh, yeah. No.
Those are two different things.
To me, they would be.
Okay. What would be the difference?
Well, I mean, like, to me, you could make a pie, a regular pie in a deep dish. But
oh, I see. Okay, I understand. And a cobbler is a special.
Uh-huh. And a cobbler doesn't have any bottom to it, I don't think, does it?
Doesn't have any bottom. Right. Well, it doesn't to me. I don't know. Okay, if somebody had a really good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. If you took some milk and sugar maybe and thickened it up and to pour over something, like say over pudding, you call that a
sauce?
Mm-hmm. Food that's taken between regular meals, you call it
snacks.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your eating habits. You'd say tomorrow, as far as breakfast goes, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I will
fix breakfast.
Okay, and then talking about what you're going to do to it, I will
eat.
And you'd say yesterday at that time I had already
eaten,
and last week every day I
ate.
What do you kind of a beverage that people might drink at breakfast would be, a hot beverage would be?
Coffee.
And if you were talking about coffee, you didn't say you're going to cook coffee, you'd say you're going to
make it.
Mm-hmm. What would you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And what would you drink it out of at the table?
A glass.
And if the glass, you'd say the glass fell off the sink.